Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. Got an email here from M, who is currently studying for the LSAT.
I had a 3.6 GPA in my undergrad, and I'm a lead associate at my retail job. Been there for 4 years, but that's the only experience I can really speak on in an application. I also had a brief internship in undergrad unrelated to law. I'm going to use this time to pursue some legal volunteering or interning possibilities, but would my GPA and high LSAT, like above 75th percentile for the schools I'm applying to, outweigh my lack of softs on an application? Would it be enough to still get any scholarships?
Yeah.
Yes. Totally. Thanks for writing in.
K through JD is a huge, you know, like there are many applicants who do not have crazy work experience. Like their resumes do not, they're not crazy because they just aren't old enough to have, they don't have like real world years of experience working at jobs. And so, and you actually do, sounds like, have a successful at least retail career. And that is very respectable and says a lot about your ability to prioritize and succeed.
Look, you got to interact with people, and attorneys have to interact with people. These are not nothing skills.
You have to show up every day. You have to be responsible. You have to do the things that you say you're going to do. You apparently have a social security number and the ability to like get gainful employment in the United, like you probably file your taxes. It says a lot when you say you are, you know, a lead associate. Sounds like you probably weren't hired as a lead associate. You've probably gained that experience, responsibility, whatever that actually means. It's probably reflected on your resume because it probably shows up as an associate and then also now lead associate, which is fantastic. That all looks awesome. And far more importantly than any of that, you say your LSAT and your GPA are at the 75th percentile for the schools you're applying to. That's the thing that they're making their decision. Both admission and scholarships, they're making primarily on the combination of your LSAT and your GPA. I would go M to LSATdemon.com/scholarships, put in your 3.6 and put in your whatever your LSAT is and hit estimate. And you should, you know, you'll see your chances in last year's cycle of getting scholarships estimated at all those schools. We just take the American Bar Association public 509 data and we try to spit out like, well, okay, with those numbers, here's what you probably would have gotten at these schools.
Yep.
And that can be a guide for the future. Things can change in the next cycle. They always do slowly change over time. But yeah, I mean, above 75th percentile is the magic scholarship generating thing.
Great.
Thanks, Em.
Yeah, thanks.
Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.